の彼方に光る星、青い地球は。
Hello, friends, and welcome to Out of This World Radio on the BBS Radio Network here in the beautiful San Francisco Bay Area. And I want to thank everyone so much for listening today. It's such a good.It's such a pleasure to be with you all here today. I want to thank everyone for listening today. I want to apologize, by the way. My book, Messages from the Masters, there was a delay from the publisher. The books, I have a whole bunch of books that just came in. They'll all be sent out today and Monday. So those waiting for the book, please know it's on its way. If you'd like a book, it's called Messages from the Masters. It's just $20. It includes a free reading. I've been getting over 100 emails a day. Recently, and the number of viewers on YouTube on my show has increased to well over 50,000 in the last couple of weeks, so it's kept me quite busy. So, if you have sent me an email, please know I will get back to it as soon as possible. I'm also planning on getting an assistant here soon, so I can keep up with the volume. But my first guest today is Simon Parks from England, and I'm so happy that you're here, Simon. Simon, how are you doing today?
Hello, Ted. I'm fine, thank you.
Oh, good.
Very glad to be on your show again.
Oh, good. So good to have you here, Simon. You know, it's an exciting time we live in, isn't it, Simon? There's all kinds of stuff going on. I can't believe it. And it's hard to know where to start. So
it gets more complicated each time. Every time we have a show together, you know, it's you think it would slow down a little bit, Ted, but it isn't. It's just becoming more complicated, and you know, I think we all need a vacation at some point, so I hope it'll slow down and we can all take a quick couple of days break.
Well, I'm going off to Arizona in a couple of weeks, and I'm going to be delivering food supplies to the Hopi there, and that's going to be kind of a little mini vacation for me. So and if you're in the United States and you'd like to donate, or anywhere in the world like to donate for food for the Hopi, their food supplies have been cut off on parts of the reservation, so I'm going to bring some food down to them. Just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. But it is, we all need a vacation. I know that I've been, the other night I stayed up till almost 3 o'clock in the morning answering emails. And then I looked at my clock and I said, you know, I got to get up at 7 tomorrow morning. I think I should go to sleep. So it's an amazing time. But, you know, the things that are happening now, Simon, my guides told me in the spring, they would happen maybe toward the end of the year, but everything seems to have speeded up very, very quickly. From your perspective, is that the same thing, Simon? Things happening faster than you thought?
Yes, I think that the people who is a combination of the people who are, you know, not on our side, if we can say that, have realized that they're being outstripped, outmaneuvered,
right,
on an energy way. And so what they're doing is they're fighting back. They can't fight on the energy front in that sense of the word because their frequency is not high enough. So what they're doing is they are doing everything in the physical realm. So whether that's demonstrations, riots, or false flags. So they're trying to speed things up physically because humanity is speeding up energetically.
Oh, that's fascinating. That's fascinating. Well, I have to tell you, your Camelot TV interview was on, then banned, then on again. Is it banned again? Is that what happened? I mean, it's funny. It goes back and forth.
Yes. It was on, then it was off, then it was on, then it was off. I have got an opportunity to have a talk to Camelot TV on Monday, and I'll no doubt find out who's behind it and what's going on.
Sure.
So I do have an opportunity to have a chat with them on Monday.
Sure.
And I hope that all will be revealed.
Right. Yeah. That'll be interesting. So you must have said some really good things in there, Simon, for them to keep taking it down twice.
Well, that's very kind of you, Ted.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it's related, but now Camelot TV have been banned from Facebook. I don't mean that. The videos, I mean, they have been banned. They've lost their account, so they can no longer, as an organization, post onto Facebook. So like many other people or organizations, they're going to be looking for other platforms. The interview I did with them was 2.5 hours long. Mm-hmm. It was a crazy amount of interference. In fact, we had to cancel the first time. They said they were just being blocked. They just couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. So we rescheduled it about 4 or 5 days later. Mm-hmm. Again, the same thing happened, but they this time I think they had a technical guy with them. Mm-hmm. And we managed to do it. And they did say that that the numbers watching were the highest they'd ever had. And I think maybe it just drew a lot of interest. But I believe now that it's held in a private vault, shall we say. So mm-hmm. it's no longer for the public, but it's held off. However, there were some very enterprising people who somehow have been able to get hold of a copy mm-hmm. and have been placing it in different platforms so that it is possible to find it. But it was a very wide-ranging interview, Ted. We just about went everywhere with it. Mm-hmm. Maybe there was either just one aspect or... I mean, I'll give you an example.
Okay.
We talked about the Prime Minister of Great Britain. And there was a call out. Camelot TV did a call out that if the Prime Minister of Britain wanted a bit of help, he could contact me. This wasn't done as a joke. It was done incredibly seriously. Mm-hmm. We later learnt that somebody close to the Prime Minister had put that Camelot TV video in front of him. Now, I don't know whether he watched all of it or just some of it, but I have been told that he watched some of it.
I see.
So we don't know what's behind it. You know, sure. It's just, we just got to, you know, to me now, I know it sounds a bit rude. I've done it. I've done that interview. I don't even think about it now. That's done and gone. Sure. And I look forward to the next one whenever that might be.
Sure. I think it's important for all of us, Simon, to remain as positive as possible. And you have a wonderful attitude about it. Rather than getting negative about it, it's kind of like, oh, well, we'll just move on to the next thing. So that's...
I'd got a bit of news for the audience. Being in the US, they probably, you know, the US group probably haven't picked it up. Mm-hmm. But there has been a very large demonstration in Berlin, in Germany. And the official figures from the police always give a lower figure. Mm-hmm. This is a demonstration against the lockdown.
Wow.
So these are people in Berlin demonstrating against the measures that have been placed in to lock them down. And the police and Berlin police have said there were more, today, there were more than 800,000 people.
Oh my goodness. That's amazing.
You know, if it didn't make the million, it wasn't far off it. Now, what's incredible is that we normally expect this in America. We would think this would occur in the States. But this is a European country, Germany, Berlin. Now, 1 million people as a proportion of the city of Berlin or Germany is enormous. It's enormous. Oh, wow. So that will send shockwaves to every leader of every government in the world, because there is no way the police could control 1 million people demonstrating.
Right.
That's a very big warning to Angela Merkel. Angela Merkel, in my opinion, is part of the cabal. Sure. Angela Merkel, I believe, is part of the deep state. Mm-hmm. And I think 800,000 plus Germans think the same way I do, and they've gone on the street to say that they don't want such an oppressive lockdown.
Wow.
Let's watch that unfold in the days to come.
Wow. In our own state here in Washington State in the United States, Simon, we've gone through these different phases, and the governor here started opening things up, and then allegedly there were all these new cases, even though the numbers are suspect. So businesses which spent maybe millions of dollars on renovation and following their guidelines now have to clamp down with no money, no way to recoup the losses. There, yeah. Many of them, they say, I think one out of three are going to go out of business permanently here in the state. Okay. And up in Canada, it's just as bad. Most restaurants won't reopen when this is all done. The governor here has said that his emergency proclamation is based on science, but it says that it's going to end on November 5th, the day after the federal election on November 4th. So anybody looking at it realizes that there's something else going on here. There's other factors. Well, it's not entirely science.
You know, you're right on the button, Ted. Yeah. I can just add to it. Mm-hmm. It's not an increase in hospital admissions. This is the problem. Sure. What they're doing is they're testing a lot of people. The tests are supposedly coming back positive. Right. And what the governor's doing is he's not phoning up the hospitals and saying, how many patients have you got? Mm-hmm. He's saying, how many people have come back testing positive? Mm. And that's the evidence he's using. Now, there are a barrel load of people who get this virus and never be ill.
Sure.
And they're, but everyone who's testing positive, they're saying that's the danger. So what sure. those governors are doing is they're locking down the state based on the number of tests coming back, wow. not the number of admissions in hospital. And that's a very important thing for people to understand.
Sure, sure. I have to tell you, on your blog post, Simon, you had a piece that Twitter bans Donald Trump Jr. because he tweeted out about the benefits of hydrochloroquine. It's amazing, really, the kind of censorship going on here in the United yeah. States and elsewhere. Just amazing.
Well, yeah. You know, I mean, isn't there a song about the land of the free? Wasn't there a thing about the miracle of the United States?
Yeah, right.
Wasn't America held up for tens of years as right. the go-to place to right. break out of your difficulties and work hard and be successful? Sure. Wasn't America sold as the battle against the dictators? Right. What we're actually seeing
yeah.
is the Constitution has stayed the same. Mm-hmm. But it is private corporations who stand mm-hmm. between the Constitution and the American people. It is these huge multinational corporations who are deciding to interpret the law without any recourse back to the Constitution. So, in other words, there is no free speech on social media. See, if Donald Trump Jr. went and stood in Madison Square Gardens and said what he said, there isn't a single cop who would arrest him because he has free speech under the United States Constitution. He can say exactly the same things on Twitter or Facebook or YouTube. The owner of that platform can deem that wrong and take it off. So what the American people have allowed to happen is they've allowed corporations to begin to dictate what they can and can't do, which whether it was 1984 or any other books, this warning has been given to us for many years that sure. the rich corporations will begin to take over government. And that is exactly what's happening, Ted.
Right, right. I couldn't agree with you more. There's a revolving door, for example, between private corporations and Monsanto and Bayer and the Food and Drug Administration here in the United States, where corporate executives just go back and forth. In the defense establishment, there's a revolving door between many military contractors and the Pentagon. It goes back and forth, back and forth. And then people wonder why our agencies here in the United States sometimes are so out of touch with what the American people want. But if you look at it and look at where the money goes, you can understand why. So,
yes. The information I'm getting, which was started to arrive over the last 2 to 3 days, uh-huh. and it's not a huge amount, and perhaps people will say, oh, well, I expected that, but
sure.
I do want to mark it, is that, and mark it in terms of put a big red mark or yellow mark in a book, sure. That the election, of course, is on the 3rd of November. The results will be known at the end of the 3rd, beginning of the 4th, but I've been told that the 4th of November will be, and I'm going to have to say the word hell because unfortunately that's the word I was given. I've been told that the 4th of November will be hell on earth for America. In other words, some very, very evil players have decided that they are going to unleash everything they can on the American people the day after the election. We also have been told that the most of the mainstream media are going to run on their newspapers and on social platforms and on the television that Trump has lost the election. So it doesn't matter. They're not even going to wait to see what the result is. They are going to run waste. Now, I'm going to take President Trump's own words now. He did a conference yesterday. I think it was yesterday. I lose track.
Yeah.
He basically said that he knows there's going to be considerable fraud with the election ballots.
Sure.
And that he will start a legal challenge. Now, what that's telling us, Ted, is that President Trump expects to lose the election through fraud. Trump is already telling us that he's expecting to lose the election because of manipulation of ballots. And his own words were that it could take weeks, months, years to sort it. He actually said to the audience or the press, you know how long litigation takes. In other words, he is basically saying that he believes he will have the evidence to go to the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. The Supreme Court have the right to either honor the election, whatever the result is, right, or to order a re-election. Mm-hmm. So it's about the 5th of January, you normally have a swap over. Well, you might well find that President Trump is still in office up to June or July 2021 because of all the legal wranglings and court cases and a re-election. But you can't have a re-election if you've got the same people, the same mayors and the same governors where there's been alleged corruption. So there's got to be an independent investigation. So Trump could be the president for months. That's what we're looking at. That's the president's own words, that he would have to seek illegal, and it could take, he said, you know what litigation takes, it could be months or years.
Wow.
So he's already been told that the deep state can swing this election by producing hundreds of thousands, not thousands, hundreds of thousands. You've got, what have you got? You've got maybe 150 million ballot papers, 200 million ballot papers. Mm-hmm. Well, you only need to do 5%, 7% to swing it.
Right.
That's still hundreds of thousands. And you need a big machine to create that type of illegal action. The right. deep state have got that big machine. So, I've been told that, and I'm being very serious, most of you know, audience know me, hopefully, Ted, and I am quite serious. My advice is on the 4th of November, stay at home. Do not go out. If you've got a bit of supply of food, you're going to want 3 or 4 days, because I think it's going to be particularly difficult in some of the major cities in the US.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. This is something I've heard for years, that George Soros and the cabal, they actually, like you said, they own the companies which count the electronic votes, or the votes for president. And from what I heard several years ago, that Soros' company is actually based in Spain, a former ally of Adolf Hitler, to during World War II, to count the votes there, far away from the prying eyes of Americans. Have you heard the same thing or something like that?
Yeah, I've heard that the votes could be moved out of America to count them, but I understand that President Trump is aware of that.
Okay.
We did talk about it before. I'm not sure how the federal law works. I mean, listen, I know it sounds a bit crazy. Maybe it plays well into Trump's hands. Maybe if, you know, 300,000 votes go off somewhere and come back again and they're all fiddled, maybe that's exactly what the Supreme Court needs as evidence. I really don't know.
Right.
I also know got to be very careful what I say, but I also know that the regular military, I don't mean the National Guard or the Air National Guard, I'm talking about the Korea regular military, will not allow the United States to be destroyed by anybody.
I'm telling
everyone that now. The US military will not allow that to happen. Now, if Joe Biden wins the election fair and square, then they'll abide by it, because that's democracy, in the true sense of the word of democracy. But if there's a substantial amount of rigging going on, there are certain individuals who won't stand for that at all.
This is Washington State is a Democratic state. Well, at least on the Seattle area, it's Democratic. But so many people have lost their jobs. So many businesses are shut down now. I can go down the street here, and then downtown Seattle, parts of it look like are completely destroyed. The people, I think, as a whole, are losing faith in their elected leaders, and they're looking for alternatives.
Sorry, I don't mean to be rude to interrupt you. I'm sorry, Ted. Okay. I think they're losing faith in their mayors and their governors who do not seem to care about their livelihood. You know, we've talked about this. America is the place of the dream. If you've scraped together money, you borrowed, you went to the bank, you got a loan, you sold your car, you took a second mortgage on your home, and you got a business, maybe your dad did it, or your grandfather did it. And that's your pride. That's what you measure yourself by. And you're very proud that you could send your kids to college because you made enough money to do that. Maybe you're pride because you can you go to church on Sunday and you can put enough food on the table and you can donate to the charities you like. And then somebody comes along and says, we don't want the police in this area. And the next thing you know, you've got petrol coming through and you're burnt out. Why would those people vote for any leader who is basically holding his hands up and saying, well, you know, we need to let people demonstrate. We need to let them burn your property down, you know, and it's okay. We'll do that. So I think you're right. I think it'll be very interesting in Democrat areas if suddenly those Democrats find, for the first time in 100 years, they're removed. Yeah. And if that happens, it'll be because those people turned their back on their own community. And, you know, I'm in Britain, and I'm looking from here, and I'm seeing democratically elected leaders failing their communities and willfully trying to make the situation worse. And what I mean by that is, if you have a situation of a riot or an ongoing fight, and the federal White House says to you, would you like some help? I would have thought you'd say yes, please. But they're actually saying, feds, go home. Why?
In downtown Portland, Mayor Ted Wheeler has let the rioters, or Antifa and Black Lives Matter, rampaged the downtown area, and it got so bad to the point where they were attacking the federal courthouse. I mean, throwing firebombs, trying to burn it down, arson. There were over 100 arson fires in June in Portland alone, in which the city did absolutely nothing about it, nothing. And so I think personally, President Trump has the right, of course, to send federal agents down there to protect at least federal buildings, and good for him. And I don't understand the logic of why anyone would let a city like that burn. I don't understand it.
The difficulty for poor old President Trump is that his remit is federal property. So really, he can only authorize the protection of federal property. Mm-hmm. But it's not just federal property that's being attacked. It's what you and I were saying, Ted. It's non-federal. It's private business. But you see what happens. I don't know if it's really understood, but the governor picks up the phone to the mayor picks up the phone to the police chief, and they're told, if you want your pension, you know, because what they'll say is this, Ted, I'll tell you what they say, is that the Democrats have ruled this city for 50 years. We'll always rule this city. So if you want to stay on the right side of me, you'll do what I tell you. So the police chiefs are doing what they've been ordered by their democratic mayors and governors, because those people feel that the people in their areas will just keep voting for them.
Right.
That's what they believe. They believe that that they will keep voting for them. Now, I hope those people won't vote for them, because why would you vote for somebody that just took away your business? And I hope that the police chiefs, that's why, you see, if President Trump is not elected, what will the 100,000 police across the United States do? Will they just say, I might as well resign? I might as well give up? Because Joe Biden is a Democrat. Therefore, I presume he's going to want the same policies as the Democrat mayors and Democrat governors. So maybe Joe Biden will say, burn the whole place down. I don't care.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe people will come to Britain. Maybe Americans won't do what I'm doing and want to come to US. Maybe people will leave America and go anywhere because the whole place is being trashed. I don't know.
Right. I'm going to choose my words very carefully when I say this, but I do like studying history. And this is not Nazi Germany, but in 1933, Adolf Hitler, the first thing he did to power, he disarmed all the police so the SS thugs could take over security in Germany at that time. Yeah. George Soros did work for Adolf Hitler in Hungary in 1944 as an SS officer, confiscating the property of Jews. He said it was the best job he ever had. And do you think this is the same kind of playbook that he learned from his first job working for the Nazis?
I think what you see, if you look at the Nazis, their true label was National Socialist German Workers' Party.
True.
There was nothing socialist about it,
mm-hmm.
and there was nothing workers about it. It was for the corporations and the business. In fact, it was people like Fritz Thyssen, the big industrialist who gave Adolf Hitler gold marks, gold bars and gold coins
right.
to fund his organization. So Hitler always worked that. And what I think people in the SS learned was that it wasn't the working man and woman that mattered. It was the corporations. They were the ones that really made governments tick or not. And so anybody who had a position of responsibility in Nazi Germany, or anybody who's researched it and read it really well, knows that the corporations can buy politicians. Here's the key. A corporation can buy a politician, and that is what happened in Nazi Germany. The corporations bought Hitler. And that's why the day after Adolf Hitler came to power, all the trade union gangs, all the trade union men were just arrested.
I see.
Because he wanted to take out all of the opposition. So there was nothing about the working people.
Right.
It was all about corporations. So I don't know in George Soros' case, but what I can say to you is that he will have understood the connection between profit, big business, and government.
And adding to all this is the mix of China, of course. And you had a post about TikTok. I'd love to hear more details about that, if you don't mind.
Well, I think it's been mooted for a few days that he would ban TikTok. And so perhaps that wasn't a great surprise.
Yeah.
But what is a great surprise is that TikTok basically said they were fully confident that their future in America was secure. Now, what that tells us is they're absolutely convinced that Joe Biden is going to win on November the 3rd and let China come back in and control all of American assets. So TikTok is saying, look, what is it? August, September, October, we've got 3 months. We don't care because Biden will be in and we'll come back in. So the feeling amongst the world is that President Trump is going to lose. Joe Biden is going to come in. Mm. And this is this period now where nobody has any power at the moment, because you have a president with only 3 months left to run, and everybody in the corporations and the big business world thinks that Trump's lost. So that is why all of these people don't care what Trump does now, because they don't believe it's going to be anything more than 3 months worth of law, and then Biden will come in and just change everything back to the way that Hillary Clinton had originally planned to make it.
I see.
And we still don't know who is Joe Biden's running mate.
Right.
I mean, how much longer can he leave it? Right. Isn't it totally unfair on the voters because they don't know the ticket?
Right.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah, it's we have totally crazy. In the United States, 350 million or something like that. And you don't think he could find one person out of all those people to choose as his running mate? We've got plenty of.
That person has already been chosen, but not by Biden.
Right.
Biden hasn't been told. This is the bit the public don't understand. Okay. The deep state have already decided who will be the candidate for vice president.
I see.
But they've not told Biden because they don't trust Biden. They think Biden will blurt it out at some point.
Yeah.
And they want to media manage the great fanfare of trumpets when they announce who the vice president is, because they know within 3 months of Biden taking office, he will go and the vice president will become president. And that is when the Clinton operation, the Clinton program will be put into effect.
So
I am absolutely prepared to be absolutely clear and say that that is the removal of all firearms from American citizens, not even a handgun. That's going to come off under them, except farmers. Farmers will be allowed to keep a gun to protect their cattle and their livestock. Mm-hmm. But all American citizens will be told to give up their guns. And the latest I've heard is that they're not sure whether they will just say to American people, you've got 6 weeks to deposit these guns in your local police station, or they're going to buy the guns from people.
I see.
So it'll be the end of gun stores, no more gun shops, no more gun stores. The Rifle Federation, the organization, the rifle organization will be no longer. And that's the plan. That's the plan. If the Democrats win, one of the first key points is not just to take away certain types of guns, the lot, everything, because you can't control people if they have a gun.
I see. That'll be the end of the Second Amendment, I assume.
Then. Oh, absolutely. They don't want the Second Amendment. They absolutely don't. And I can give a bit more news if you want. I'm sorry to keep talking, Ted.
No, it's fine.
It's a warning, really. I want people to get the warning. I haven't got any dates for you. I'm really sorry. But we are aware that the deep state are planning some more false flags, which are shootings in schools.
Okay.
So we are expecting more shootings in schools as we run up to November the 3rd. We're also expecting bomb explosions in schools and universities.
What a shame.
As we're running up. Now, what I can tell you is that President Trump, and I don't know if he's made the announcement, I've been so busy with everything else, but in order to counter this, FEMA originally, in every school and college in the United States, FEMA, built is the wrong word, FEMA identified and strengthened certain areas in a school or university where kids could go when the school was put into lockdown because there was an active shooter. Yeah. The research has shown, the president has seen the research, it's taking too long for teachers to get their classes to the safe location. So the president is organizing and paying for, we're calling them safe pods or safety pods. These are bomb-proof, I'm not joking, bomb-proof, bulletproof pods. There will be several to a school or a university, which means that no teacher or child will have to go too far to a safe pod. They will all have 360 odd degree cameras so the teachers can scan. They will have links to the police station and to the military and to the outside world. So serious is the president taking active shooter false flags that these self-safe pods, whether these can be rolled out in time, I don't know, but I just want to tell you that.
I almost don't want to ask this question, but I will. Because if Joe Biden's elected, and I don't want to sound alarmist, but I believe it was a policy of Hillary Clinton to have a war with Russia if she'd been elected before. Do you think that would be a new conflict, or would there be one with China?
Yes, yes, because Putin is not part of the cabal. Putin doesn't go to the same parties that the Clintons go to. Putin doesn't have the same paymaster that the Clintons had. Mm-hmm. Putin was like Trump. He was a maverick. He was an independent. Nobody controlled him. And so the last thing the deep state want is a Russia that is a very big country with a leader they can't control. So the best thing to do is to have a war and to see if they can come to an arrangement. So, you know, what's not known, we talked about Nazi Germany, was in August, September 1941, when the Germans had got halfway into Russia, the Germans made a phone call to Joseph Stalin and said, if you make a peace with us now, we'll stop. Literally, we'll stop. But Stalin spoke to his top general, who was called Zhukov, mm-hmm. and said to Zhukov, do you think the Germans can get to Moscow? And Zhukov said, I absolutely promise you they never can. And on the strength of that, Stalin said, no, I won't make a deal with you. Now, the whole point about a Clinton-Russian war is that Clinton would offer the same thing and say, we'll make a deal with you. But the deal is that you back out of American affairs in terms of being independent. You know, you've got to be part of the club. So yes, I'm absolutely convinced of it. And that's one of the reasons the American military was so distrustful of Clinton, because the military don't want a war with Russia. You know, why do you want thousands of American soldiers dead for a political war? We had that. It was called Vietnam. We don't want another one of those. Thank you very much.
One of the most interesting things I did was in 1983, I went on a trip to the Soviet Union at the time, a legal trip. And I realized those people are just like us, Simon. They've got feelings. They care about their families. They want to work hard. They want a brighter future for themselves and their country. They're not evil. That was the most important lesson I learned from when I came back. And I couldn't understand all this fighting, and they're still putting up Russia as a demigod even now.
Yes. I mean, here's the proof. Here's the proof. In the Second World War, well, the enemy of democracy was Adolf Hitler.
Right.
Now, the Russians could, had they chosen, come right across. They stopped. When they conquered Germany, they stopped. Do you know what? They could have come straight through into France. Right. But they didn't, because they're like us. They don't want war. They right. want a peaceful life. They want to make money. They right. want to be able to eat and right. pay for education. Right. Had they been the picture that people are trying to paint of them, they right. would have come straight through. They had 3, 4, 5, 6 million soldiers. Right. They were only being opposed by about 1 million American troops and 500,000 British troops. Mm-hmm. They could have come right through and taken all of France and Spain and Italy and then called it a day, but they didn't. So that tells us that these people are a bit like us, and you know, they don't want to cause trouble. And unfortunately, when you're a deep state, you always need someone to blame, don't you? Right. So Hitler blamed the Jews, and of course the deep state blames Russia. Right. They always want an enemy, when really they should be blaming China, frankly. But the deep state are part of the group that run in China. They're all linked, so they won't attack China.
I see.
That's why.
I've been in touch with 6 U.S. presidents, and they've come with me recently with many urgent warnings. And the most important, one of the most important was about the children, about rescuing the kids from the deep state, sex trafficking, the adrenal chrome underneath in various areas. Will that be disclosed soon? And I'm told over and over again, Simon, it involves many prominent people, household names here in the United States. And could that be a factor in the election this fall?
No, it will not be a factor in the election. And this is the point. This is why they do not want President Trump reelected, because they know all the things you've said are targets for a second Trump term.
I see.
That is why they're doing what they're doing, because all of the things that you, I, and everyone who listens to any awake and aware a radio show or broadcast, the things we want will occur in a second Trump term.
I see. Well, but
that's why the bad guys don't want Trump to have a second term, because they know what's coming.
Right, right. I've been told over and over again that many children have been rescued as well. They were like farms for the elite, where I'll be careful in what I say on this, but they were used both for the adrenochrome, which is their blood, and other nefarious purposes. Will that information come out before the election, you think?
No.
No?
It can't do.
Okay.
Because there are so many people in the United States who at this stage in their development are not choosing to believe.
I see.
And if it comes out, it will cause a schism, a fracture in the American consciousness, with people going into denial. And what we've seen are people in denial will do anything to block it. So they would vote against Trump because they didn't want to be told the truth. I know that's crazy, but that's how people sometimes are. Stop telling me the truth. I know, I'll vote against you, and I won't have to listen to you anymore.
Yeah.
That's the point. Now, right. You know, there still might be a magic card to be played 1 month before the election.
Right,
if there is, I don't truthfully know what that will be. What I do know is that President Trump is not a fool. He's not a buffoon. He's a very successful businessman. Mm-hmm. He's a good man. Mm-hmm. And I think that, I mean, he may not be the best man in the world for taking advice, but, you know, he won't just take this lying down. Let's put it like that. He's not going to take it lying down. And so on one hand, this is really exciting time. On the other hand, it's a bit of a test of the American people, because the first election, that was great in 2016, but this is more important. This is the big one, not 16.
Right.
This is the big one. I will do everything I can, because I know what the deep state are about. I know what they want. I've seen it. I know it. And I will do anything to stop the deep state. And so President Trump is the only man in America who has the ability to hold the deep state back.
Right, right. Well, as you know, I had to shift radio forums because of the deep state. But I'm grateful to be on this venue now. And again, looking at history, and I'm not comparing this country at this time to Nazi Germany. However, after World War II, the concentration camp at Dachau, the Allies brought in many of the people living next to Dachau to show them what their government had done to people, poor people in that concentration camp. And many of them just didn't want to believe it. It was the same kind of thing. You know, I think these crimes against children in particular are horrific, and people should know about it. That's the message I got from these presidents, and they're quite concerned about what's going on.
It's probably, because of the way humanity is, it's probably the hardest subject to broach, to talk about, to develop, and to prove.
Right.
You could show 100 children coming out of a deep underground military base that was held by the deep state, and the majority of witnesses would assume that this was a group of Mexican kids on a holiday tour vacation around the US. In other words, people will try and find any narrative rather than accept the truth. Mm-hmm. Now, we can learn from history, because in 1945, the Allies, America and Britain and France and a few others, worked a program of denazification. They worked to take away the indoctrination. It took years. And I, when I was at college, one of the subjects I did was sociology. Mm-hmm. It's not a real subject because you don't get a job on it, but it was worth it because one of the things we learned was that they did a test in Austria. Adolf Hitler was Austrian, not German.
Right.
And in about 1960, I think, can't remember now, but I think in 1960, so some 15 or 20 years after the end of the Second World War, they did an experiment. And this is the truth. They dressed a man up to look as best to Adolf Hitler as they could get. And they walked him down the street. And you know, people were leaning out of their windows shouting for that he'd come back to save them.
Oh my gosh, really?
Now, so after 15 or 20 years of denazification,
wow,
or programs to teach the truth,
sure,
it hadn't been that successful. It took 40, 50 years.
My gosh.
The generation of people now,
no,
not the same, would not make the same mistake so easily. Right. But that is because Nazism is a very obvious military experience. The deep state has learnt from that. The deep state does not use a military type of presence. It's not flags and waving. In fact, it's the opposite. The deep state say that the military is bad, uniforms are bad. You know, we need to be free and easy. We should be able to do what we like. Rules and laws are not meant for us. So what they're doing is they've learnt from other oppressions, and they've created their own special oppression. And and unfortunately, the American people, to some extent, have been sleepwalking into this since 1963.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, Simon. But the thing I love about you is that you enlighten people in a good way and let them know what's going on. You know, and that's the part of it. You have to tell people what's going on. You know, in as much truth as possible. And people shouldn't be afraid of the truth, really. The truth, because I think the truth will set you free.
It's no good forcing it down people's throats.
That's
not what we're about.
Right.
Nobody wants that. I don't want that. You don't want that. Right. Your audience don't want it. But, you know, the audience cannot be expected to actually know what's happening because, you know, they don't move in the same aspect. They don't meet the right people. They're busy. They're trying to live. They're trying to pay bills. Goodness knows with the situation, it's hard enough. Right. But this is my job. This is your job. Our job is to go out and find out what's happening, to report it back. But it's the American people's job to decide what they want to believe.
Right.
It's the American people's job to choose what they think is right and how they're going to respond to it. So once I and you give people the information, that's our job done.
Right.
It is down to them to choose what they want to do.
And
I genuinely don't know what people are going to do. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. What about the whole vaccine issue, Simon, from your perspective? I don't look at this virus as being a threat anymore, and the need for it, therefore, is not, there's no need for it anymore. Yet you have Bill Gates going ahead, of course, pushing for it. What do you think ultimately will happen with that?
I think there will be a vaccine. If President Trump is the United States president, then it will be a voluntary vaccination. Mm-hmm. If Joe Biden is the president, then it will be mandatory vaccination. Everyone in America will be forced to be vaccinated. You will not be able to get on an airplane. You will not be able to send your child to kindergarten. You won't be able to get on a bus or the metro unless you have a card that shows you've been vaccinated. So if you have Biden in, you will have forced vaccination. Under President Trump, it will be voluntary. That's the difference between the two men.
I see. There is a rumor, and I don't know whether you've heard it or not, and again, I'm going to choose my words carefully, that the pharmaceutical companies have been giving out free flu vaccinations for the past 5 years. This started under Obama. Some of those vaccinations contain nanobots or microchips already as a test on the American people. Have you heard that already, by the way?
Yes, I have heard it. I can't confirm it.
Okay.
I do know that, you know, I personally, I can't you know, can't speak for other people on this matter. I personally wouldn't take a vaccination. You know, I definitely wouldn't.
Right.
I just definitely wouldn't take it myself. It's very difficult because if I was to make a statement about what I think people should do, then the British aspect of YouTube would take this interview down. So if this goes on to YouTube in the United Kingdom, they would take that down completely.
Right.
Because anybody making a statement now in Britain that's anti-vaccination or is anti-5G, that those videos are immediately taken down in Great Britain.
So I
am answering you in a way that will make sure this video stays up.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Simon, I always like to ask you this question, but if people come to you, and how do we make, what's the best advice for the rest of the year to think with your heart, do vote in the elections if you're in the United States and elsewhere, and vote with your heart for the best person you think could do the best job for them?
Well, that's a really spiritual way, and I agree, and I'll end on that, but I'm going to be a little bit more, you vote with your wallet. That's what I'm going to say first of all, because before this disease came about, in the history of the United States, under President Trump, there were more black Africans, black people in work, in employment, than ever before. The number of black people unemployed was the smallest. Now, that's something that a president should be proud of, to be able to do that. The stock exchange, your monies were doing greater than ever before. So President Trump brought about an economic miracle. And somebody didn't like President Trump, created a virus in China, and that virus was released to destroy the economy, specifically to destroy the economy in America, never mind the rest of the world, don't care about that, destroy the economy in America and bring down the president. So I would say to people, first of all, vote with your wallet. Because before the virus, this man, President Trump, was the best thing you've had for years. Right. Secondly, vote for law and order, because this man is all that stands between you and house invasion and being burnt down. And thirdly, from a spiritual point of view, vote for somebody who is not part of the cabal, somebody who is not part of the deep state. So there are three good reasons why American citizens should vote for President Trump. I'm not even talking about the Second Amendment, you know, I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about nothing to do with guns. I mean, obviously, people who like guns are not going to vote for Biden, because I've just told you that he'll take your guns off you because he's following Hillary Clinton's orders. So, yeah, vote for practical purposes and also vote for spiritual purposes. But always remember that at the end of the day, you have much more power than they tell you you have. And I've just told you, Ted, that 800,000, 900,000 people in Germany went on a demonstration. Right. Now, that's power. Now, supposing 1 million Americans went down to Portland, Oregon, or somewhere, Seattle, and said, you know what? We don't want this administration.
Right.
That's what's happened in Germany. People have suddenly flipped and said, we're not going to take orders anymore. We're going to show you, the government, that we have a right to be listened to. And I think American people actually need to find the spirit of 1776. And I'm not being patronizing as a British person. I mean this. Find the spirit of 1776. Get together en masse, march down somewhere and say, finished. No more. That's my advice.
Yeah. I couldn't agree with you more. I absolutely couldn't agree with you more. I don't know if I've ever told you this story, but in 1942 Denmark, the Germans tried to get all elementary school teachers in that country to teach Nazi doctrine to little children. Every single teacher refused, and yet not one teacher from that incident ever went to a concentration camp. There were too many people.
Yes.
In the same way, if we all stand up together, if we all realize that we're one with God within us, we can make our voice heard and change things for the better.
Well, I totally agree. And, you know, America is one of the last bastions that believe in God. Right. One of the last bastions. Mm-hmm. Britain is supposed to be a Christian country, but, you know, they're closing churches because people aren't going anymore. But America's still very strong. And you know, it's a big deal about abortion. The people in the cities have one view. The people in the rural have another view. But let's forget that and just say that if the Democrats get in, they will want to remove churches because churches are a patriot power base.
Interesting.
So, you know, it's fairly clear, I think. If you like what's happening in Seattle and you like what's happening in Portland, vote for that. Have it. You know, live in a tent. If you want to have your country destroyed down to one of these African countries with your power being cut off 4 hours of the day, no water, no gas for your motor car, no street cleaning. If that's what you want, then you can have it. And it won't take these mobs very long to create that. But if you actually do like the fact that your wife or your sister or your grandfather can walk out to the store without being knifed, mugged or shot because the police feel confident that they can do their job, then you know what to do. I mean, it's clear. It's very clear. Mm-hmm. And I hope and pray, and I mean that, that when the 3rd of November comes along, enough people vote for President Trump to overcome all the corruption, all the fiddling that I know is going to take place. Anyway, listen, Ted, it's, oh, look, 1 minute to the hour. That's, your timing is wonderful. Your eyebrows go up when it's time for me to finish. Do you know that?
It's my spiritual body clock saying,
that's
the end. So, well, I want to, on the behalf of all my listeners worldwide, Simon, it's always fun to talk to you. You always have wonderful insights, and you're an inspiration for humanity, for the planet. And I just want to thank
God bless you. God bless you. And it's still the intention to come to America, but with the virus and the, I mean, I stood outside and I didn't see a single airplane in the sky for about 10 minutes. We haven't got any airplanes flying. It's crazy.
Oh my gosh. Well, as soon as you come, I'll take you to McDonald's and get you a happy meal. Okay. To celebrate here.
Okay. Well, yes, but not if it's the 4th of November. I'm not moving because I expect it to be, you know, very hot. Unless Ted, you're very brave and you pop out and you buy it and then you come back with it, then I'll do that.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll be there at the airport welcoming you to America when you come. So, Simon, let me
know. Let's hope that the airport's not been burnt to the ground.
Yeah.
God bless.
Yeah. All right,
Thank
Simon.
Thank you so much. Thank
you so much, my friend. All right. Bye-bye. Cheers.
God bless.
Bye-bye. Cheers. Bye-bye. Bye. That was my good friend Simon Parks coming to us live from England. He's always a fascinating man. He's an English politician, and he's in touch with benevolent extraterrestrials, and he always has a lot of really interesting things to say.
Hikaru hoshi